Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us bow our heads together and ask the Heavenly Father to be with us during this program.
我们一同低头，那祈求天父在我们研究的时候与我们同在。
我们在天上的父，我们今天到你的面前来，我们很快乐可以再有机会研究你的圣道。求主今天帮助我们发现你的爱是何等的高，何等的深。愿天父上帝与每一位听众同在，使你的爱可以到他们的心内，帮助他们家里有温暖，帮助他们心灵里有精神。也求主帮助他们早日走上你的正道。愿天父上帝与我们每一位同在，我们这样祈求完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Lesson 88，
第八十八课。
Lesson 88，
八十八课。
Toward the end of book 2，
这是第二册末了的地方。
And the subject is a continuation of Lesson 87.
今天的题目是和上一次是一个有连贯性，继续。
By grace are ye saved.
你们得救是本乎恩。
We have studied that God's saving grace is inexhaustible.
我们已经研究过了，上帝的救恩是没有穷尽的。
Or that God's saving grace is without limit.
或者说是没有限量。
This does not mean, however, that all people will be saved.
但是这并不是说所有的人都能够得救。
We think again of the words of Ephesians 2:8.
我们再想一想以弗所书第二章八节的话。
By grace are ye saved through faith.
你们得救是本乎恩，也应着信。
Grace is God's love continually flowing downward to man.
恩典乃是上帝继续不断往下倾降给人类的爱。
Faith is man's reaching upward to God.
所谓信心呢，就是人类往上向神伸手。
Thus grace is appropriated only by those who ask for it in faith.
所以恩典只有那些因着信心而求的人才能够得着。
It is interesting to note that the Greek verb translated are is actually in the past tense.
我们注意到这一句话里头，原来希腊文的动词是一个过去式，这是一个很有兴趣的事情。
Therefore, it should be read.Should read.
所以它是应该念成是这样。
By grace ye have been saved.
你们得了救，乃是本乎恩。
Yes, Christ's saving grace was manifested in its fullness at the cross.
是的，基督的恩典在十字架上已经完完全全的表明了。
Now all man needs to do is accept the provision.Made for his redemption.
所以现在人类所需要做的只是接受为了救他而做的准备就行了。
Now, an important question.
现在有一个重要的问题。
Does the grace which we accept through faith make void God's moral law?
我们因着信所接受的恩典是不是废了上帝的道德律法呢？
Our answer is found in Romans 3:31.
在罗马书三章三十一节可以找到答案。
Do we then make void the law through faith?
这样我们因信废了律法吗？
God forbid.
断乎不是。
Yea, we establish the law.
更要坚固律法。
Let no one think that grace does away with the law of God.
别以为恩典能够废掉上帝的律法。
Would a governor's pardon make it right for the pardoned man to go out to recommit the crime that sent him to prison?
是不是州长的赦免能够使这被赦免的人有权出去再犯那从前使他进监狱的罪呢？
No.
不行的。
Law and grace go hand in hand.
律法和恩典是相依并行的。
Law is a method of conduct.
律法是行为的方式。
Grace is a means of salvation.
恩典是救赎的方法。
The two are complementary.
这两者是相辅相依的。
It is well here to review the purpose of the law.
我们在这个时候来温习一下律法的用意是很合宜的。
Paul says,
保罗说,
By the law is the knowledge of sin.
律法本是叫人知罪。
Romans 3:20.
罗马三章二十节。
James described the law as a mirror.
雅各形容律法好像一面镜子。
See James 2:22-25.
可以看雅各书二章二十二到二十五节。
People use mirrors in their homes to see how they look.
人在家里面用镜子就是来看他们的样子是怎么样。
If the mirror reflects dirt on the face,
如果镜子照出他的脸上有肮脏,
the beholder goes to the basin of water and washes his face.
照镜子的人就到水盆那个地方用水来洗他的脸。
The cleansing process was not accomplished by the mirror.
所以洁净的工作并不是用镜子来完成的。
It was done by washing with soap and water.
而是用肥皂和水来洗的。
Likewise,
同样,
the law is not our savior.
律法不是我们的救主。
It cannot make us clean.
不能够使我们洁净。
It can only point out our sins.
它只能够指出我们的罪。
It makes us feel the need for a savior.
能够使我们感觉到需要救主。
In repentance, we go to Jesus.
我们就当怀着悔改的心到耶稣面前来。
And his grace pardons our sins and makes us clean.
他的恩典就赦免我们的罪使我们成为洁净。
Therefore, the law must go hand in hand with grace.
所以律法必须恩典相依并行。
The Apostle Paul has spoken of the law in this way.
使徒保罗曾经用这种方法来谈到律法。
Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ.
这样律法是我们训蒙的师父，领我们到基督那里。
That we might be justified by faith.
使我们因信称义。
Galatians 3:24.
加拉太三章二十四节。
Thank God for this schoolmaster.
感谢上帝，因为有这样一位训蒙的师父。
Teaching us the way of life,
教导我们生命的道路,
and leading us to the one who gives us eternal life,
引导我们到赐给我们永生的那位面前。
Once we have been brought to Christ,
我们若是被引到基督面前,
and have accepted his saving grace through faith,
并且因信接受了他的救恩之后,
then can we relax and say, I'm saved?
我们能不能够松懈下来说我得救了？
If by this expression one infers once saved, always saved,
如果这话是指一次得救就永远得救，
then there is grave danger,
那就有极大的危险。
Paul warns of falling from grace,
因为保罗曾经警告我们从恩典中堕落的危险。
Yes, or the danger of falling from grace. Said he,
他说,
Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law.
你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中 堕落了。
Ye are fallen from grace.
就是这样，你们就是从恩典中坠落了。
Galatians 5:4.
加拉太书五章四节。
The law justifies no one.
律法不能使人称义。
It only points out sin.
它只不过是指出罪恶。
Christ alone justifies.
唯有基督才能够使人称义。
That is why Paul says in Ephesians 2:8-9, that our salvation is not of ourselves.
这就是保罗在以弗所书第二章八节九节所说的原因，他说我们得救并不是出于自己。
Not of works.
也不是出于行为。
Lest any man should boast.
免得有人自夸。
Paul warns against the attitude that a person's goodness or law-keeping purchases his salvation.
保罗对人以为行善或者是守律法能够使他买得救恩这种态度，保罗向这样的态度发出警告。
A person saved by grace can only feel unworthy.
人也是靠恩得救，只能感觉不配。
He will not boast.
他不会自夸。
The person who says he cannot be lost because he is saved is boasting.
人要是因为他已经得救了，便说是他永不会失丧，这就是自夸。
And to him is the warning.
对他有警告说，
Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall.
所以自以为站得稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
1 Corinthians 10:12.
哥林多前书十章十二节。
The person who is saved by grace is no longer under the law, but under grace.
被恩典所拯救的人就不再在律法之下，而是在恩典之下。
We read in Romans 6:14-15.
罗马书六章十四十五节说，
For sin shall have or not have dominion over you.
罪必不能做你们的主。
For ye are not under the law, but under grace.
因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
This statement does not mean that the saved sinner is no longer obliged to keep the law.
这句话的意思并不是说被拯救的罪人就没有遵守律法的义务。
See verse 15.
看第十五节就可以知道。
It means that he is no longer under the condemnation of the law.
这话的意思乃是说，他并不在律法的谴责之下。
Christ's grace not only has delivered him,
基督的恩典不但是已经拯救了他，
but is now enabling him to keep the law in all of its fullness.
并且现在也使他有能力完完全全地遵守律法。
Christians are not lawbreakers.
基督徒不是违法的人。
They are law keepers,
而是守法的人。
Thanks be to God, who has saved us from the wages of sin.
感谢上帝，他已将我们从罪的工价，就是死亡之中拯救出来。
And given us the gift of God, eternal life.
并且赐给我们上帝的恩赐，就是永生。
Let us look at the 7 vocabulary words to lesson 88.
我们看第88课的第七个生字。
The first one is inexhaustible.
第一个是无穷的。
Inexhaustible. 2. Appropriated.
领取。
Appropriated. 3.Complementary,
相辅相依的。
Complementary. 4. Mirror,
镜子。
Mirror. 5. Infers,
推论。
Infers. 6. Purchases,
购买。
Purchases.7. Obliged.
有义务。
Obliged. Let us read the lesson over in English, lesson 88.
把第88课用英文再念一遍。
A continuation of the subject, by grace are ye saved.
这是继续研究你们得救是本乎恩这个题目。
We have studied that God's saving grace is inexhaustible. This does not mean, however, that all people will be saved. We think again of the words of Ephesians 2:8. By grace are ye saved through faith. Grace is God's love continually flowing downward to man. Faith is man's reaching upward to God. Thus, grace is appropriated only by those who ask for it in faith. It is interesting to note that the Greek verb translated are is actually in the past tense. Therefore, it should read, By grace ye have been saved. Yes, Christ's saving grace was manifested in its fullness at the cross. Now all man needs to do is accept the provision made for his redemption. Now an important question. Does the grace which we accept through faith make void God's moral law? Our answer is found in Romans 3:31. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Let no one think that grace does away with the law of God. Would a governor's pardon make it right for the pardoned man to go out to recommit the crime that sent him to prison? No. Law and grace go hand in hand. Law is a method of conduct. Grace is a means of salvation. The two are complementary. It is well here to review the purpose of the law. Paul says, By the law is the knowledge of sin. James describes the law as a mirror. See James 2:22-25. People use mirrors in their homes to see how they look. If the mirror reflects dirt on the face, the beholder goes to the basin of water and washes his face. The cleansing process was not accomplished by the mirror. It was done by washing with soap and water. Likewise, the law is not our Savior. It cannot make us clean. It can only point out our sins. It makes us feel the need for a Savior. In repentance, we go to Jesus, and His grace pardons our sins and makes us clean. Therefore, the law must go hand in hand with grace. The Apostle Paul has spoken of the law in this way. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Galatians 3:24. Thank God for this schoolmaster, teaching us the way of life and leading us to the one who gives us eternal life. Once we have been brought to Christ and have accepted His saving grace through faith, then can we relax and say, I'm saved? If by this expression one infers once saved, always saved, then there is grave danger. Paul warns of the danger of falling from grace, said he, Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Galatians 5, 4. The law justifies no one. It only points out sin. Christ alone justifies. That is why Paul says in Ephesians 2:8-9, that our salvation is not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. Paul warns against the attitude that a person's goodness or law-keeping purchases his salvation. A person saved by grace can only feel unworthy. He will not boast. The person who says he cannot be lost because he is saved is boasting. And to him is the warning, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. The person who is saved by grace is no longer under the law, but under grace. We read in Romans 6:14-15, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. This statement does not mean that the saved sinner is no longer obliged to keep the law. See verse 15. It means that he is no longer under the condemnation of the law. Christ's grace not only has delivered him, but is now enabling him to keep the law in all of its fullness. Christians are not lawbreakers. They are law keepers. Thanks be to God, who has saved us from the wages of sin, death, and given us the gift of God, eternal life. Dear friend, we should all thank God for this gift.
亲爱的朋友，我们每个人都当为上帝所赐给我们的这个礼物而感谢他。
You need not be under the condemnation of the law.
你不必在律法的谴责之下。
That is too great a burden for you.
这个担子对你来说是太重。
It will bother our consciences to be under the condemnation of the law.
要是在律法的谴责之下，你的良心是时常会感觉到不安的。
So go to the Savior.
应当到救主的面前。
Who has paid the penalty for your breaking of the law.
他已经为你违反律法的事而付出了代价。
Go to him in deep repentance and contrition.
以深深忏悔的心来到他的面前。
Ask for his forgiveness.
祈求他的赦免。
And he will deliver you from the curse of the law.
他会拯救你脱离罪的咒诅，律法的咒诅。
Make you a free and new creature in him.
使你能够在他里面成为一个自由的新的人。
And give you his enabling grace to keep the law in all of its fullness.
他会赐予你恩典，使你能够完全的遵守他的命令。
I hope you will study this lesson carefully by yourself.
我希望你能够将这一课仔细的自己再研究。
And know that Christ's saving grace does not release us from the keeping of the law.
要知道上帝拯救的恩典并不使我们有不遵守他律法的自由。
For Christ has said, if ye love me, keep my commandments.
因为耶稣基督曾经说过，你若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
May the grace of God enter your heart.
愿上帝的恩典进入你的心。
Enter into your family.
进入你的家中。
Bringing you into harmony with each other and with God.
使你们彼此和谐，与上帝相合。
For the man who is saved by grace is the happy man.
是靠着恩典而至于得救的人，乃是快乐的人。
So may God be with you until the next broadcast.
我愿上帝与你同在，我们再会。